This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is an interesting factoid, I suppose. I think it's maybe a little more than a factoid, though. There are more illegal migrants in the United States than the population of 36 states. That's extraordinary, don't you think? Folks, welcome to the program. It is the weekend edition. It is finally here. It's upon us. Hour number two of the weekend edition, officially launching at this very moment. And we're glad that you're aboard because we have so much to talk about, of course, as we head through the program this morning. We've had a great week of broadcasting, by the way. Kyle Warren with you. And we've had a lot of great guests and a lot of great callers, by the way, and a lot of great direct messages. And we really do appreciate those direct messages. So keep them coming. You can head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. Anytime that you're hearing this broadcast throughout this weekend, because it does play at different times and on different stations in different areas. So you definitely want to feel welcome to send us a direct message anytime. And also, of course, if you're with us live Saturday mornings, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. Eastern Time, along the GCN network, of course, and, of course, also on our home station of AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida. Our telephone number, if you'd like to opine, is 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by. And, you know, I think we'll start with that here for a moment, because I also want to tell you about the ongoing saga and here on the weekend edition, we also can review, some of the different stories, the big stories throughout the week as well. But the ongoing saga of Donald Trump and the $355 million, judgment or fine that's been imposed, which is really more like $450 million, if he were to pay it right now. Okay, as of today, it would be more like $450 million. Well, this from Town Hall. Okay, a staggering amount of illegal migrants have entered the United States under President Joe Biden, and that number keeps climbing. We talked a little bit about that number, by the way, earlier this week. According to a new Department of Homeland Security data from February 2021 through January 2024, more than 7.2 million illegal aliens have been released into the U.S., wreaking havoc on American communities and their resources. And there's a reason for that, in the sense of why they're being released the way that they are. And we've gone over it, of course, so many different times. But suffice to say, the Democrat Party elite understand fully that this is a destabilizing factor, that this is one of the ways that you really do start to stress the system so badly, number one. In fact, if you're Mayor Eric Adams, and what's the number there, $53 million in these cash cards, $53 million, right? While so many of the residents in New York City live right about the poverty line. This was the headline I saw. And I got to tell you, you know, it's this, stressing the system to the breaking point, that's also part and parcel of how the left operates. It's part and parcel of making sure that everything starts to collapse, that you have chaos pretty much everywhere. And they'll do this under the guise of, well, these people want to have asylum. These people are looking, you know, to get away from this and such. And we could do a whole program, by the way, on the idea of coming to another country to escape, where you want to get asylum. Well, typically, if you're in a bad situation, you need to get out of that situation. You might be able to go to the country next door and get out of that situation instead of walking 1,000 miles from South America through Central America and parts, and starting even in parts of Central America and coming up to the U.S. border, the U.S. southern border. That's not necessarily, see, that's not like your first choice. Like, I just want to get away from the persecution. You don't have to walk 1,000 miles to do that. You could go to safety. Now, this is just going to sound ridiculous, right? Because I guess it makes too much sense. It would be a practical way of actually approaching this kind of issue. You would go to a place where you're safer, right? And then you would apply for immigration into the United States of America. You wouldn't necessarily want to simply run across the border or find a hole in one of the border walls and this kind of thing, and then just kind of get into the United States and we're here. You know, that's not the way that it's supposed to work. It's never been that way. And by the way, by simply uttering the idea that you'd want to have some kind of, you know, orderly immigration policy or procedure, that, you know, is tantamount in the world of the far left to racism and any other ism or thing, whatever it is that they want to call you that day. But, and that's also just the way of shutting people up. It's a way of saying, well, you're not going to question this obvious damaging policy that's happening right now. That literally there's no way of actually making this better. Or once all this occurs, it's incredibly difficult, shall we say. But if you dare to question it, we will call you this, we'll call you that, and this is how we operate. And that's really one of the things that we have to be able to get away from. We have to be able to show how absurd that really is. And I think the proof is now going to be in the pudding. It seems to me, folks, that so many people across the highways and byways, you know, forget about the Democrat Party elite, forget about the people inside the Beltway, forget about all that. Think about the people working hard across America. They might be Republicans, they might be registered Democrats, they might be independents, but they see it for what it is. They understand it. And the Biden administration now is even trying to do maybe a little bit of lip service. Well, we're going to do an executive order. We're going to, you know, I've been saying all week long, folks, don't be deceived. Don't be deceived when they try to bait and switch because it's an election time. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there. We are coming right back. Much more on this weekend edition.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Chahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Everybody, Kyle Warren with you, and we have so much more to tell you about and talk about as we continue through hour number two here of the weekend edition. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. You can also head over to kylewarrenshow.com. That's my home website, anytime, day or night, 24/7. Anytime to simply send us a direct message. You can also find me there on Facebook, also on X as well, and you can find out more about me and also more about the program, and we sure do appreciate that when you visit us over there. Okay, well, I'm telling you, I just can't get over it. Hour number one, we had a great call from Jim and John in Nyack, New York, I should say, John in Nyack, New York, and we were talking about the Houthis, and well, it seems like this is an interesting story because concern, folks, is now growing within the Biden administration as Houthis continue attacks despite U.S. strikes. My thoughts exactly, right? And I think John's as well, but my thoughts exactly because, you know, are we going to be able to actually stop the Houthis at some point? I guess concern is now growing. This from CNN. The Biden administration is struggling to stop the ongoing attacks by the Iran-backed Houthis against the ships in the Red Sea. And the group is continuing to fortify its weapons stockpile inside Yemen, even though the U.S. has carried out significant strikes on the group in recent weeks, U.S. officials told CNN. We know that the Houthis maintain a large arsenal. And as John in Nyack, New York correctly pointed out, well, who paid for that, right? It's Iran. And the $6 billion, yes, But also there is the huge pallets of cash that that the Obama administration sent over there in the dead of night, as I recall. You know, I got to tell you, you know, this if this was anybody else, anything else, you know, if they had sent huge pallets of cash to some country that the far left just doesn't like, you know, that would be like an impeachable offense or something. That would be like, okay, the sky is falling. It would be a major catastrophe, but it went to Iran, so that's okay. We know the Houthis maintain a large arsenal. Deputy Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh said on Thursday, hours after the Houthis hit yet another cargo vessel in the Gulf of Aden with ballistic missiles. They are very capable. They have sophisticated weapons, and that's because they continue to get them from Iran, unquote. The U.S. officials have been grappling with how to increase the pressure on the Houthis, with some inside the administration arguing that the use of force alone is not working. It's also extremely expensive and impractical, some officials note, to keep firing multi-million-dollar missiles at cheap Houthi drones and missiles. Yeah, well, I agree. Outside the administration, some former officials argue the administration has taken too conservative an approach altogether and needs to focus on targeting Houthi leaders rather than their weapon stocks. But why can't we do both? Why can't we do both if we really are intent on stopping the Houthis? It just is a non sequitur to me. I just don't get it. But obviously, the Biden administration is once again just kind of going, well, we don't know. How did we get here? I think that might be one of the main questions that they ask themselves, you know, around the conference table. How did we get here? You know, sounds like David Byrne, right? In that wonderful Talking Head song. You may ask yourself, well, how did I get here? And in all joking aside, well, we got here because the Biden administration, not just Joe Biden, although he's a major part of this, right? But it's the Biden policies. It's those who are driving these policies. It's these people behind the scenes, let's say, that are doing this. It's these people who are, thinking that they're reshaping the world, that for some god-awful reason they want Iran to have the nuclear deal. They want all this stuff. And they know that it flies in the face of common sense, and they know that it flies in the face of what any rational person would do. But it suits their agenda, evidently. And again, you know, and remember, the real threats to their mentality, to their estimation, the real threats are climate change. The real threats are gas-powered cars. The real threats are Donald Trump, because Donald Trump is somehow pro-Putin and somehow wants Putin to run amok across Europe, and Donald Trump wants to steal our democracy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. How do they even arrive at the conclusion that if Donald Trump is elected, there will never be elections ever again? That doesn't sound to me, folks, like that's an actual thought or threat. It actually sounds a lot more like the Democrat Party elite, or the party elite, we could call them that too, the extreme far left that would believe that, well, you know, really, you know, if we can just get to an authoritarian sort of structure here, life would be so much simpler. We wouldn't have to worry about the Republicans. We wouldn't have to worry about Donald Trump saying things out of turn, saying things that just don't comport with our typical way of going and doing things, and in other words, to be contrary at all is the mistake, and that's where we see, for example, the old Soviet Union, and it's to some degree, I almost want to retire that phrase sometimes, the old Soviet Union, because meet the new boss, same as the old boss. Again, another song reference. See how I worked that in there? But meet the new boss, same as the old boss. The, you know, what's happening under Vladimir Putin's regime in Russia Doesn't that echo a lot of what the Soviet Union was about, certainly in terms of taking care of your political opponents and being able to rule with an iron hand and being able to, have the sort of incredibly authoritarian structure that's going on? And just because it's not called the Soviet Union doesn't mean that they employ so many of the same kinds of practices. And if one thing is true, I know, and I don't know that it's possible in the long run, but Vladimir Putin certainly would want to cobble together back a resemblance of the old Soviet, the old USSR, basically, if he could do that. But again, Donald Trump is the big problem. Climate change is the big problem. And probably your gas stove is also the big problem that's really facing us. It's not Iran. It's not the Houthis. It's not Hamas. And, we are just living in a crazy time. In fact, Trucker Ron yesterday on the Friday edition requested Ozzy Osbourne's Crazy Train, saying, this is the time we're living in, basically. He's exactly right. It is like a crazy train because we're not going after the actual issues like the open border, like what Iran is being able to do, like what Russia is doing, like what China is preparing to do, I think, in terms of going after Taiwan. But China has other problems, and China has other influences. One of the things we don't really hear about on the nightly news is what China is up to. But you know what? You hear about it on this program, especially when we talk about talk with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. We talk about China implementing their Belt and Road Initiative. We talk about how China comes into other countries and is able to, do projects and lend the money or whatever. They can't ever pay it back. And when they can't, well, then China has a good method of control over them or their resources. So all these things happen and are happening all around us. And the big problem, as I said, with the Biden administration could be gas stoves. It could just be Donald Trump that day. But the adults in the room, my friends, are not handling these problems. And they literally lie to us by saying, hey, if you switch out of Donald Trump and you elect Joe Biden, and we could talk about the election all day long too, but what I mean to say is their argumentation went something like this. Where are the adults? There's only chaos with Donald Trump. He doesn't know how to conduct foreign policy. We know all about these things. And now when you look back at it, who had the better foreign policy, the more effective foreign policy, especially in the Middle East? For goodness sake, Saudi Arabia wanted to normalize relations with Israel. Iran was contained. But yet Donald Trump is just all about chaos and things like that, right? Well, of course, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there. We're heading to the bottom of the hour break. We will be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
U.S. USA News Update. A University of Georgia student's death has led to one person being taken into custody. That was announced by a UGA spokesperson. Initially, reports suggested three people were detained after a police operation at an apartment complex near the campus. Nursing student Lakin Hope Riley, who left for a morning run on Thursday, prompted concerned friends to contact the police when she failed to return. The U.S. is implementing over 500 sanctions against Russia in response to the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny and Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. Speaking from the White House, President Biden emphasized that Vladimir Putin must face consequences for his aggression abroad and his repression at home. The judge has denied a request from former President Trump's legal team to postpone the enforcement of penalties in his civil fraud case. Trump's defense team sought a 30-day delay, citing the need for an orderly post-judgment process. Trump was instructed to pay a $355 million fine. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
You hit Georgia when I open my mouth. Don't make no difference what I'm talking about.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It is the weekend edition, and we're glad that you're there. Glad to be here, of course. KyleWarrenShow.com is the website, my home website, if you'd like to send us a direct message anytime throughout the weekend, wherever you're hearing or whenever you're hearing this program. Also, go to GCNLive.com, pick up the live streams anytime throughout the week, Monday through Friday, and also, of course, right here on the Saturday morning or weekend edition of the program. Well, folks, we got a special treat here in this segment of the program. We're going to listen in to a segment from Thursday's show. This features Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America, and he's with us every Thursday morning at about 5:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Their website is cv4a.org. And that's cv4a.org. And we always have a great discussion about our veterans, what they're doing for our vets, what you and I can do for our vets. And this last week on Thursday, we were able to talk about what's going on, for example, in Europe with NATO and how some of these different countries, they don't pay their fair share, and how America is footing the bill. So I thought it would be great if we could listen in and hear some of that segment, because a lot of our new listeners on the weekend may not hear it during the week. So let's check it out here again with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America.
Good morning, Kyle, and you know, it's another wonderful day to talk about the important issues for America as a whole, like the fact that we're spending all of our money over in Ukraine and other nations aren't holding up to their part of the bargain.
Well, exactly right. I'm glad that you mentioned that, because I know we want to talk a little bit about NATO and European defense, but isn't it something if you had the idea that you would tell the allies, well, you have to pay up, or, you know, this kind of crumbles the whole, you know, partnership here. It seems to me that if you can get that done, you're actually worlds better than if you keep going the way that we've been going, where they don't pay.
Well, exactly. I mean, if you think about the history of this, it's not just people saying this currently. It is Kennedy who said things like this. It is Eisenhower who said things like this. Eisenhower actually told the NATO countries, or said that the NATO countries look at us and the United States as Uncle Sucker. And you can also see that post-Cold War, the European nations basically fell back on their spending, what was their then spending during the Cold War, and have cost them now to this point, to where they're weaker. And because they're weaker, what is the primary thing they're doing? They're looking to America. Almost everybody's like, what is America going to do with this? What is America, how's America going to handle this issue? And Kyle, one of the biggest things is, it's like, where were you 20, 30 years ago when people were telling you you need to have a strong military? And it's not just the fact that we're talking about the spending, and a lot of people kind of get missed out on that. The German military is probably the weakest it's been in decades. The French military has some capabilities, but it's not where it should be compared to their Cold War footing. Now, on the other hand, you have them also not producing the material themselves. So artillery shells, which is, you know, we're seeing this being used at this incredible rate in Ukraine, they are not producing these things at the rate they should have been that they were during the Cold War. So Cold War ends, everybody but America lays back and says, oh, don't worry about it, it's safe, it's secure. America's like, well, we have to keep a strong military, and we keep spending billions and billions to where we're almost at the trillion-dollar level annually. The NATO nations need to step up, not only on spending, step up on producing of their military equipment, and also work to make sure they have the manpower in their military as well.
Well, indeed, and I'm glad you mentioned the idea that the feeling was safe and secure, and that may be one of the reasons why there hasn't been a lot of going after these funds for decades, really, because it's like, well, there'll never really be a war necessarily, but the times have changed, and this is really in the offing these days. But again, America can't simply carry the ball for everybody all the time. America leads, but Europe has to also be part of that teamwork, don't you think?
Absolutely, but think about that. America leads because European Union and the NATO countries have put us in that position to where we have to. I mean, imagine if the leadership was only diplomatic and not military. Imagine if the leadership was based on our working together with our economies and not needing to drain more of the tax money from the American people to help fund what's currently going on. So we really have gotten into this mindset that when we say America must lead, it's based off of the overuse of the military, this broken foreign policy that is draining the taxpayers, because let me tell you, the lack of them doing their due diligence in NATO and the European Union is a tax on the American people. This is American people who, earlier the discussion was, going into their pockets to buy goods at the grocery store with inflation, that they now are also using some of that money. And it's almost embarrassing how there are Americans who will say, but it's only 3% of our defense budget. Only the 3% of our defense budget is billions of taxpayer dollars that the European Union should be paying on their own. And Kyle, worse than that, it also can be exampled in other areas around the world. It's not just the European Union. The world basically is saying, well, what is America going to do on everything? And I'll go with this example. The Middle East and the Red Sea, America is touting all they're doing about the Houthis and everything. We're dropping million-dollar bombs right? Or not bombs, but million-dollar missiles, when we could be dropping $1,000 bombs, right? So instead of sending a Tomahawk missile or something like that, drop a JDAM bomb instead, and that would cost so much less. But no, our military is like, oh, look, we're high-tech, we're going to push this button, everything's fine. Fly a plane over. The Houthis don't have an air defense system. The Houthis don't have a air force of any type whatsoever. So why are we expending trillions or, you know, all these billions of dollars and sending missiles when we could actually just use the military we have at a cheaper rate? So again, we had to rethink our entire foreign policy. We had to rethink the way American dollars are spent. And Kyle, there are so many of us that are fed up with it.
Well, absolutely. And actually, my question is, how many strikes does it take to get rid of the Houthis? I mean, I'm not trying to be funny, but it just seems like, well, we're going to do some more strikes, and then that doesn't seem to actually stop them.
Well, I'll position it on two things. They have been at war with Saudi Arabia for 7 years, and it seems to not have stopped them, right? And Saudis have been using all kinds of new technologies and stuff like that. So that's one of the realities. But the other thing is why isn't it? Why is it that we are basically defending the trade from China to Europe and also for other countries where their trade is coming through? So you have other countries that are more affected by what's happening in the Middle East and the attacks by the Houthis, that they should be bringing their militaries and their navies in to help defend. And again, rely less on America. This is not impacting America's economy. This is not impacting directly America's ability to do things. And go back to a previous statement that somebody had made earlier this morning. We could produce even more of our own product from the Middle East, you know, oil and stuff like that, to where we wouldn't need to be so dependent on there and also have to have our military in those regions. So foreign policy is based off of so many broken decisions here in America.
Well, it certainly is. And being self-sufficient and energy self-sufficient is so important. But unfortunately, we just have an administration right now that seems to not want to go down that road. They sort of bow down to a lot of different special interests and so forth. But they're starting to see some of the writing on the wall, too, that you're not going to be able to go all electric by tomorrow, basically. The world is a dangerous place. We're not doing everything we can to actually stop that right now.
Exactly. And a lot of people say, but Jimmy, all this spending that's being done, well, this is good for our economy. Well, the reality is, if Europe and these other nations were spending like they should be spending on their own defense, we would still be financially benefit from that because they'll be buying the Raytheons and Boeing materials and things like that. They would be buying our artillery shells and things like that. It wouldn't be our tax dollars. It would be theirs. So for us to artificially think that we should prop up our economy based on our spending when they could be propped up by European spending and other foreign nations spending, it has to be looked at differently.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. And that was a great conversation, by the way, with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America, cv4a.org. We appreciate him very much. He joins us on Thursday mornings, cv4a.org. Also find him on X at Concerned Vets. That's at Concerned Vets. We are going to come right back. We got a lot more. We're going to be talking with Denise Simon on the other side of the break. Stay right there.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The time, even on the weekend edition, continues to just fly by. But that's okay, because part of our job, part of our charter here on this program, is to make sure that whatever you're doing across the wee hours of the morning or whatever you're doing across this weekend, that we help you kind of, you know, get the time going by there and have some fun. We look at some very, you know, a lot of times with very, very serious stories, but we also try to have a lot of fun on the program. And part of that is to bring you a little bit of music into your morning or into your day, whatever you're doing, and kind of keep you going, keep your blood pumped up, and just kind of keep you moving forward. And last hour we had a great track from Tom Petty, and this hour we got another track. We have played it on the program a while back, but it's off the beaten path. It's definitely an album cut, but it's kind of a cool song from Elton John, as a matter of fact. This from the album Breaking Hearts back in the mid-'80s, and it's a song that is so applicable even to today, almost prophetic in so many ways, but it's a song called Restless, and it definitely applies to the world we're living in today. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Restless. There is no doubt about that in my mind. And that's a pretty cool track. And one of the things we like to do, especially on the weekend shows, we like to, you know, find a deep track somewhere as well. And a lot of times it can be just a lot of fun. Sometimes, you know, your artists that you know all their hits. But sometimes you pull out a track that's definitely an album cut. And this might have been released as a single, but I'm not so sure that it was one of the big singles, obviously, because off of that album, Breaking Hearts, it's really going to be more like Sad Songs Say So Much, Who Wears These Shoes, that kind of thing. But we don't get a chance to play Elton John very much here on the show, but this is pretty cool. And I don't know, maybe next week we'll find another deep track from another artist. And we don't know what it might be yet. So you definitely have to tune back in next week on the weekend show. See what we come up with. All right, folks. Well, as we know, we'll be talking here with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, here in just a few minutes. And, of course, we were taking a look at the weather earlier. It looks again like we're going to have precipitation chances picking up in the Pacific Northwest, Northern Rockies through the weekend. It's going to be a chilly Saturday from the Ohio-Tennessee valleys to the Northeast. Light precipitation chances from the Great Lakes to Carolinas. This, of course, according to the National Weather Service. And a mild early spring-like weekend is in the offing. A mild early spring-like weekend in the offing for much of the central and western U.S. as temperatures soar to as much as 15 to 25 degrees above average. You might have to go dig out some of those short sleeve shirts, perhaps. All right. Well, without further ado, let's go over and talk to Denise Simon from founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning and happy weekend, Denise.
Happy weekend.
It is here. We made it through another great week of broadcasting. Imagine that.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, you know, before we get started on some of these other stories, look up in the air, up, up, and away. It's another beautiful balloon. Now, they're saying this is, like, no big deal, but what do we know about
this? We said that the last time.
That's right. Yeah, I know. It's very, very strange, but
it's not a threatening, you know, balloon to the public. Okay. Well, balloons generally are not.
Yeah, but it's got some kind of box that it has, and they don't know the purpose. So how do we know it's not a threat then, right?
Well, a threat to what?
Yeah. or, you know, absorbing something or whatever it's doing. Now, they sent...
Sucking up intelligence.
Yep, exactly. They sent jets up there, and they said that they were... they didn't think it was maneuverable. I don't know that that's necessarily the major factor, but again, it's that we don't know where it's from, we don't know who it sent it, and it's up at 45,000 feet.
Uh-huh.
So, shades of... you know, we're going to let it traverse
the whole thing. Let me say this. It, even if it's not China's, for the sake of argument, it's not, you know, they're laughing at us still.
Oh, sure.
You know, because we don't know anything. Okay. We'll just leave it there.
Right. Exactly. Well, it is, I mean, you know, it's the shades of what happened before, and I think that that's got to come back up during the campaign. You know, Joe Biden, let the, you know, Chinese balloon go through our whole country.
Well, it should be out there.
Yeah. Because this is the kind of reaction that this administration has to real potential problems and threats. And, you know, you like to use the term, and I completely appreciate it, the risk-averse, right, how risk-averse the Biden administration truly is. Well, that is a way of just telling our enemies, hey, you can kind of do whatever you want to do. We probably won't do anything.
Right.
Well, exactly. All right, so I tell you what, we're going to get ready to climb up. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm just kind of shaking my head here. I don't know whether I feel disgusted. I don't know whether I'd be angry. You can put all the emotions into one.
Well, indeed, because it's like, here we go.
Whatever it is, it's humiliating to us.
Well, sure. And again, why can't they just shoot the thing down? Are they just too afraid that it comes down over there's certain areas that aren't populated very densely, you know, like when it was in Montana before with the first balloon.
Yeah, well, whatever.
All right. Stay right there, Denise. Folks, we're going to climb up to the top of the hour. You're going to hear your top of the hour news. And then we're going to be back with a lot more with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. So stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. It is the weekend edition, and we are coming right back. Stay right there.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.